It's just Brian today. Brian Mazurowski here with you on WBEN. I just seen this ad for, I mean, you know, you get all these ads, Facebook, Instagram, no matter, Twitter, no matter where you are, for a shirt that says, "Stop standing up when the plane lands." Like, is that something we're not supposed to be doing? Stop standing up when the plane lands? Do people get so aggravated they're going to spend $35 on a t-shirt for that? Stop standing up when the plane lands. I mean, that's the attitude of someone who still wears a suit on a plane. So I don't think they'll be wearing the t-shirt. There's nothing wrong. You can stand up when the plane lands. Just don't push your way forward. Stop trying to get off the plane when the plane lands is what the shirt should say. I always stand up when the plane lands in my seat. I'm not trying to get out, not trying to cut anybody off. But I need to stretch out my legs. I need to stand up a little bit. Those seats are just the worst. It's just completely uncomfortable. I can't deal with it. So I'm always standing up. I didn't think standing up was a problem. Trying to deboard right when the plane, that's a problem. That's an issue. It's a $35 t-shirt. People are buying it. Anyways, that's where my head is at today. to let everybody know. Where's your head at? 803-0930 here on WBEN. And we didn't check back yesterday. You know, Friday, we were kind of sharing our thoughts on the Trump indictment. That it's still sealed, by the way. It's still a sealed indictment. Nobody knows exactly what it is. A lot of people have guesses. We'll go through that in a little bit. But we're sharing our thoughts about how, generally speaking, I don't want to give it much attention. I don't think this is at all something I'm going to care about. I am the father of two kids. I got to get them to bed, fed, clean. Like, what? What? How much am I supposed to pay attention to outside of that? You know, how much is this supposed to be ruling your daily life outside of what you should be paying attention to in your daily life? And we went through a little bit of that on Friday. And I said why I did think that this was important, even though I want desperately not to care. I did go through what was important with this. And one of the top things important to me is I do still think that the image of America around the world is an important thing. And what this does to the image of America is not something I really think is great. So I care deeply about it in that sense. But the minutia of it, I don't know. And we were asking how often you think you'd be talking about this over the weekend. Forgot to do a follow-up on that. I mean, how much, since Friday, how much have you been talking about it in your daily life? 803-0930, we'll ask that. And I also want to put this out there. I mean, do you really believe, is no one above the law? And what does that mean? 803-0930, you can weigh in today on WBEN. We love to say it, and everyone agrees with it in theory. But what do we actually mean when we say it? And is it really a good idea when we break it down? 803-0930, as we await this indictment to be unsealed later on this afternoon. You'll have complete coverage here on WBEN, where we'll go through it. We'll bring on the legal experts on what exactly it means. We heard a lawyer right there, Sarah Eisker, just about 10 minutes ago, explaining to us what she was thinking about, what's going to happen in the courtroom, what the law says behind it. She said it was shaky. She described it as what I've heard from a lot of other people as an untested legal theory. Well, let's go through it, if we could, of what exactly we're expecting a little bit later on today. The case supposedly, reportedly, from everything we know, against the former president is based on $130,000, which is a pretty good sum of money, that his former lawyer paid to a porn star. I mean, just stop you right there. That's what you might want to care about. Back in 2016, to keep her from talking about an alleged 2006 affair with Donald Trump. Now, how does this payment make its way to where we are today with an indictment being unsealed? In New York State, there is a law that it makes it a misdemeanor crime to falsify business records with intent to defraud. So what happened here? You have Donald Trump reimbursing his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, for this payment to Stormy Daniels. Allegedly, he would have broken this law by misrepresenting the reimbursement as a payment for legal services under some sort of retainer agreement that didn't really exist. Now, if I'm losing you, I'm going to say good. Stay with me. No, but it's good. Federal prosecutors put Michael Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, on trial. They said that his payment to the porn star, Stormy Daniels, was what amounted to an excessive campaign contribution. He pled guilty to that characterization in 2018. Now, since Cohen was acting as Trump's attorney, he was acting at Trump's request, the implication is that Trump himself solicited, accepted an illegal campaign contribution. Now, the Justice Department never went after him for that alleged crime. But here we are today in New York State, where we're trying to find the distinction between a personal expense and a campaign expense, which would, I guess, hinge on the question of whether, and this is what we talked about with Sarah Eisger, was Trump trying to avoid publicity that would hurt his chances of being elected? Or was he trying to avoid being embarrassed, or his family being embarrassed by an affair he had at that point 10 years prior? All of this, again, described as an untested legal theory. And when I said, did I lose you? If so, good. Because it leads to the question. It's a misfiling of money. Now, again, $130,000 to you and me, that's nothing to sneeze at. But the idea here, and again, we don't know the full charges. There might be more. There might be less. The idea here is that former President Donald Trump misrepresented a payment to a porn star as a legal expense instead of a campaign expense. And it leads to the question of the day. Is no one above the law? Because in a way, that untested legal theory, that distinction of was this a campaign contribution? Was this something totally outside the campaign? We're upending 230 years of American norms based on this. And so we ask the question again that we always answer yes to. Is no one above the law? Or should there be a consideration of what exactly would be serious enough to go after a former president for? 803-0930. We'll head over to the phones. We'll go to Pat, who is in a car right now. Pat, how's it going on a Tuesday morning?
It's rainy out here. But to answer your last question, then that would violate the Constitution because we're all equal under the law. That it those words are actually imprinted in the Constitution. So if we can't set up a separate class of people that because of their stature or their title, they're able to get away with whatever they want. And who would be the arbiter of what they were allowed to get away with?
That's a great question, and it's a great point, Pat, and it's why we always say, right, you know, when we ask the question, is anybody above the law? No. Like, we always want to say no one is above the law. But in practice, we know it happens, right?
I don't know that. I think if you talk to district attorneys, whenever they have a strong enough case, they bring it. Nobody wants to bring a losing case. It's a waste of time. And in this case, when people are saying that the federal government decided not to go after him on this, that's not correct either. They, according to the pundits and Cy Vance, the former district attorney, he said that because Trump had litigated the release of his tax returns and everything else up to the Supreme Court, through the district court, through the appellate division of the federal courts, and then all the way up to the Supreme Court, where they ruled that he had to release it, that he wasn't above the law. It took until last year to get that stuff released, and by that time, the U.S. Attorney's Office was already on to January 6th. And other things. So bigger fish to fry.
Well, Pat, I'll leave you with this one question. So what if you're talking about a former president, and I want to leave it at that. I kind of want to leave Donald Trump out because it would be of any party.
Right.
And you want to avoid the appearance that you are going after somebody for political reasons. What would be the lowest level of offense where you would still go after that person? I mean, you know, public intoxication could be a misdemeanor.
Look, Brian, I'm a former cop. So I have to tell you, police officers get special treatment when you get pulled over, right?
Yeah.
Or you would think so. But we just saw a police chief in Florida lose her job because she simply said, hey, could you give me a break? So I don't think anybody's above the law.
I love the call, and I'll push back, and we're going to keep it moving here, Pat. Sorry to cut you off, but thank you for the call. On that video, though, because I remember talking about this, it wasn't simply a, you know, like, hey, could you? It wasn't simply like showing the badge while you show your ID. Right, like that video Pat's talking about, that police chief down in Florida who lost their job after trying to get out of a traffic. I think they were in a golf cart on a road, driving a little erratically. And if I'm remembering this correctly, the video, she was like, don't you know who I am? You know, like doing one of these things. Let go originally. It wasn't until the video came out that they go back. She loses her job, and you see how, like, crazy she was acting in the moment. Under a normal circumstance, she would have been, you know, quote-unquote, above the law, right? I mean, I've seen it firsthand. I've been in the passenger seat for while being pulled over when the driver was a police officer. And, you know, it rolled through a stop sign. Get pulled over. It's a, you know, show the badge real quick. Hey, we'll see you. Be on your day. How do you make that assumption? Now, that could happen to you not being a police officer. If the driver of the car was Donald Trump or Joe Biden, what happens? Do you give him a ticket? If the driver of the car is of one political party and the officer is outspoken as the member of the opposite political party. Do you give them a ticket just because you don't like? I mean, it's, you'll hear it all a lot. It's up to the officer's discretion. There's tricky situations everywhere. What is the lowest level of offense? If we're going to hold this, no one is above the law. Graffiti? If Donald Trump was out there spray painting MAGA, on an overpass, how would they go after him? I'm a public intoxication, a misdemeanor. How would you go after him? I've seen some of these speeches. I mean, you can. We'll go to Mike in Grand Island. Mike, is no one above the law? Should we have that standard, or should there be caveats?
Well, let's put it this way. There are plenty of caveats, okay? Let's go back to Fast and Furious, a guy named Obama. Let's go back to Hillary Clinton paying off the dossier with campaign funds. You didn't see anybody, them get dragged into court. Let's look at our current president, who violates the oath of office every day.
Well, Mike, you can go on. Let's go on about me. And all the stop signs I blow every day. You can't just spout off. I want to go under the assumption that what our first caller, Pat, said. I want to go under the assumption that no DA is bringing a case forward that they think they're going to lose. And I want to go under the assumption that the president's lawyer pled guilty to this, implying that the former president solicited and accepted an illegal campaign contribution. I want to go under the assumption that this is true, and he very may well be guilty of the crime. Does that mean that you should still go after it? Now, under the no one is above the law that we all love to believe in, you would say, of course. But we know that that's not true. We know that not everybody is above the law. We know that there are different considerations and different standards. How do we know no one's above? I mean, let's New York City. Misdemeanor arrests in New York City since 2013 have decreased by 52%. That's a number from 2019. That's the latest I have. But 52%. You can't tell me that misdemeanor crimes decreased by 52% from 2013 to 2019. No, just the arrests have. Who we go after has. I mean, it's this very DA who took office saying that they're not going to go after certain offenses, including illegal gun possession. Now, I had to walk that back, but I mean, you hear that from prosecutors across the country. So it can't be true that nobody is above the law if prosecutors will come out and say, we're not going to go after these crimes that people commit. You're above the law if you commit a certain level of offense in certain jurisdictions. What do you say? Is no one above the law? Brian Mazurowski, I'll be back here on WBEN. Just Brian Mazurowski here with you today on WBEN as we are bringing you coverage of the Trump indictment here on WBEN that we don't know exactly what it is. We kind of have an idea, I guess, through reporting, what's been previously reported, what's been said out loud, even though it might not have, should or maybe shouldn't have been. But what do you think? 803-0930, a couple of things taking your calls on. And one is just how much are you paying attention in your daily life? Has this come up since Friday? Were you talking about it over the weekend? Was it at the water cooler yesterday? What about this morning? Is there anyone at the water cooler anymore? Is there anyone in the office? Does it come up at all? The other is no one above the law? Should we have that standard? I think it's an interesting question put to this. Probably, right? Like, we would be better as a society if no one was above the law. Every single infraction was just, you came down with the iron fist on everybody. No matter what the infraction, no matter who the person. But we know it doesn't happen that way. So how does that paint how you're looking at what's happening this afternoon? I was mentioning, because this is happening in New York City, I was looking at some stats, some trends on enforcement of laws in New York City. Since 2013, there's been an 80% decline in criminal summons issued. A 14% decline in summons issued and arrests for major crimes since 2013. These numbers are from 2019. 80% decline. So we know that we're not going after everybody who is breaking the law, right? It happens in places all over the country. We elect these district attorneys, and these prosecutors run on a platform. And as they're running for office, they're telling you, this is what I want to prioritize. This is what I want to de-emphasize. And if you truly are a no one is above the law person, you would maybe say back, well, why not all of it? Like, emphasize all of it, de-emphasize none of it, and get going. But that's not what happens. And to the point of, you know, well, are we now creating a class of person who is above the law versus not? I don't think so. Like, I don't think you have to go that far. We're talking about former presidents and people who are they're not above the law. But listen to what Joe Biden had to say. So I went back and I looked at it because I remembered, but not quite exactly what his words were when he was elected in 2020. This is from a report, NBC News. Joe Biden has privately told advisors he doesn't want his presidency to be consumed by investigations of his predecessor. The article continued, Biden had raised concerns that investigations would further divide a country he is trying to unite and risk making every day of his presidency about Trump. From a different article, they actually have a quote from Biden. He says he believes prosecuting a former president would be a, quote, very unusual thing and probably not very good for democracy. And those were President Biden's words when asked about Trump. Tom Fitton is with the Judicial Watch Group. They're a watchdog group. And he said, hey, look. This is his quote. You can be sure there's prosecutors across Florida and Texas right now looking for a state law hook into the Biden family. But maybe that's a good thing. I mean, maybe it's a, maybe every prosecutor across America should now be looking for some something deep in the legal playbook to grab onto every politician they don't like for. Or maybe you're like me and say, I don't know if that's what I want politics to become. 803-0930. We'll go to Kyle in Amherst. You're on WBEN. How's it going this morning?
Oh, good, thank you. Yeah, I was just driving around listening to all this foolishness about people's size and this and that. I think it's a waste of time, to be quite honest. And it should have been left up to the federal government. If you're talking about campaign finance, I wish the state, you know, worried about our – we got a lot of issues in New York State, by the way. And the legal system is not fair anyways. Everybody knows that. Money pays for a good attorney. There's a disparity in the legal system when it comes to just ethnic groups. One group gets arrested and charged more for the same crime than another group. So, and we all know that. I'm not a really a Republican or Democrat, so I guess that's fair because I can sit in the middle and observe both sides. But in this case, we're wasting our time, money, it's publicity, it's political, and it just doesn't do anything for the health of the country.
Kyle, I love what you said about a waste of time, a waste of time and money. I mean, that's why when we mentioned, you know, prosecutors will come out, here's my priority list, here's what I'm emphasizing, here's what I'm de-emphasizing. It's to capitalize on the resources they have. We don't have unlimited resources, right, to go after every single crime. That's why every single one, we don't really hammer over. I mean, that begs the question when you look at what's alleged, is do you go at the end of the day and say, yeah, that was worth going after a former president in 7 months of time?
It's a misdemeanor crime at most, if that's what the charges are. Like I said, I mean, you know, we're wasting too much. I mean, and it opens the door for the other side to do it to another president. You know, that's what's going to happen. You know, one side, let's do it to the next guy. I'm sure you can find something on any president. Someone talked about Obama. You can go back to Bush for war crimes. You can go back to Reagan for Iran controversy. You can go back to anybody. You mean Bill Clinton. I mean, come on. I mean, you go to any president, you could have brought a charge for any of them. You know, that's why they're presidents, really, to be quiet. And I'm not saying that they should be held to a higher standard as far as the legal system, but, I mean, this is a misdemeanor crime. I mean, can we find somebody out there who's done something a little more extreme, you know?
Kyle, thanks for the call. I like Kyle's attitude of this. I think that's where most level-headed people end up. And it's, quite frankly, it's where I'm coming from when asking the question, is no one above the law? It's, listen, nobody is saying that you should just never prosecute a former president. If Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton, I mean, if they right now, if they walked into the corner store here and held it up at gunpoint, like, no one's arguing that, well, you know, let them off the... Yeah, they spent some time in the Oval Office. We'll let them off the hook for now. I mean, if he does it, like, three more times, maybe, but... we'll just... hands off, former president, you know. Like, nobody... I don't think anybody's arguing that. Like, nobody is saying that. But there... like, what is the level of offense where you start to look at it and go, like, I think they're just out to get this guy. And it doesn't even have to, I mean, that happens like day to day. That happens in all walks of life, as the last caller just pointed out. Like, you look at some charges and you go, like, really this? Like, are they just out to get this guy? Trespassing. Would you arrest a former president for trespassing? Like, would that ever happen? Vandalism? Public intoxication? All these things are crimes, but any former president necessarily just like think, oh, well, yeah, they're fine or jail time, let's go. Like, there is a level here, and that's what I think this DA in Manhattan is really in danger of getting to, of you have a level of crime that's so, one, so complicated. You know, I was kind of going through explaining what we think we know about the indictment earlier. And I said, well, I hope I lost you here because it's just so convoluted piecing this together. It's based on, from all the legal experts we talked to, they all describe it as an untested legal theory. Like, former presidents are not the people to test that on, I think. Whether or not, you know, was this money spent as a campaign contribution? Or was it just something else? Like, it's kind of a gray area. Like, when you start going after that, it has the appearance of somebody just trying to get somebody. And that appearance is everything. As I was talking about that Friday, mentioned it a little bit at the top of the show. Like, appearance is everything. Like, that at the end of the day, it does not matter. If Donald Trump faces a fine or jail time, like, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter all that much. What matters is the appearance. What matters is, at the end of it, are we saying that, well, we're just anyone in a political office we don't like, we're going to find any way to go after them we can. The appearance that one party will try to punish punitively the other party. It's, in some things, appearances are everything. We'll go to Nick. You're on WBEN. How's it going this morning, Nick?
Well, how are you this morning?
Not bad. What's on your mind?
First off, a couple of talking points. One, the idea that nobody is above the law is a farce, because if that was the case, Bill, Hillary, Joe, Hunter, even George W. Bush would have been charged for crimes. So it has nothing to do with the fact that nobody is above the law. But the point that I called in to make was pretty much what you just said about appearances. Democrats need Donald Trump more than conservatives do. Because at the end of the day, without Donald Trump's two garbage impeachments, and without Donald Trump being indicted for what is actually a misdemeanor, but everything that I've read online is saying it's a felony, so you know it's not going to go anywhere. So without the two impeachments and the indictment to talk about between now and next November, Democrats actually have to talk about their record. They have to talk about the economy. They have to talk about $6 eggs. They have to talk about unemployment. They have to talk about Buttigieg's garbage response in Ohio. They have to talk about more illegal immigrants that have entered into the United States over Mexico than is the population of about seven American states.
Well, you know, Nick, you have one thing going, and that is that if you are on the political side of things, you know, to put on the strategist hat for a second, if you're, you know, one of these higher up Democrats, you're trying to run campaigns, you're thinking about reelecting Biden in 2024. You probably want this to play out, but you don't want him to be brought up on any charges or have anything that would take him out of the race. Because as it was seen in the midterms, and to the caller's point somewhat, that is what you have in the back of your pocket. That generally, in a general election, and across the country, from what we see in the midterms, voters are done. They don't want it anymore. George in Amherst, how's it going?
It's going just great. I was calling about, just saw on the news where an individual in New York City working in a parking garage saw a man trying to break into cars, told him to get out. The guy shot the parking attendant. The parking attendant was able to grab the gun away, shoot the assailant. The police came, arrested the parking attendant, and Bragg charged him with attempted murder. And the only reason the guy was released was because there was such a public outcry. So you look at that, and then you look at what's going on with Trump, which is all about appearance, just as it was the reason people were upset about the Clinton thing was, oh, it's just about sex, even though they tried to find out all the real estate deals with Clinton and everything. They couldn't get that. So what do? They found the Monica Lewinsky situation. And we spent millions and millions and millions of dollars going after Bill, going after Trump, the hearings about the Iran situation, the Iran-Contra situation. You know, we can go back to, you know, I'm old enough to remember the Johnson years and think of what, you know, how they tried to stop Reagan. It's just getting so frustrated because nothing is getting done. We now have China linking up with Saudi Arabia, and they're going to trade in their own currencies, and the dollar's not king anymore. We think $6 eggs are bad now. It's going to be $10 eggs within 6 months.
And we're talking about a payment to a porn star. George, thank you. You brought up the DA in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg's record. And that does play a big role in this. From my point of view. Because if you want to get up there, and I don't know what he's going to say later on after he speaks. I don't know if he's just going to repeat what's in the indictment. I don't know if he'll take any questions. My guess is if he did, and if he was asked, hey, is this just, you know, you're going after him because you don't like him? Is this a political? He would say, well, no, it's not political. I'm sure he'll say that at some point later on today. You'll hear it live on WBEN. But you cannot. It's impossible for you to stand up there and say that this is not political. You might even be telling the truth, but it's impossible for you to get anybody who can put two and two together to believe you when you're the same person. You take office, issue a memo saying, you know, like, illegal gun possession, we're not going to really go after. Armed robbery, we're not really, I mean, unless he actually hurts somebody, we're not really going to go after. Payment from 10 years ago to a porn star to cover up an affair that happened 20 years ago. This is where we're going to put our time. And you can't do that in practice and then tell me the theory behind it was not political at all, because nobody's going to believe you. And like, that's the big point of this. Maybe if it was somebody else with the exact same case in front of them, you know, maybe we look at it differently. But his record plays a role into the reaction that you have today. It shouldn't. If more prosecutors follow the words of John Flynn, the district attorney here in Erie County, when he joined us, who said, listen, it is a political position. You do have to run a campaign. As soon as that is over, as soon as the ballots are in, politics is totally out the window. You just uphold the law. I mean, if more people thought like that, then you would have, I mean, you'd have the question still out there. I mean, Trump would still be on TV saying this is a political witch hunt. But maybe a few people would believe him. But now he can go on, and I'm sure he will later on. You'll hear it on WBEN. Go out there and say this is a political witch hunt. And you'll look at the record, and you'll look at this DA and what he chooses to go after versus what he doesn't, you'll say, well, I think he might have a point. And then at the end of the day, that leads to a bad appearance in my mind. And in the current president's mind. 3 years ago, the quote, Joe Biden, prosecuting a former president would be a, quote, very unusual thing and probably not very good for democracy. I believe him. I believe Joe Biden. You will continue to hear the coverage here. David Bellavia is coming up after the news with Randy. You've got Tom in after that. Joe Beamer later on tonight, and we'll have live coverage of whatever happens outside of that courtroom in New York City. Brian Mazurowski, thanks for hanging out with me on WBEN.